Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show, from coast to coast, and every once in a while, in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Hey, hello there. Welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast. This here is a weekly podcast devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And every once in a while, in between, I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And this is our Season 6 premiere!
Yeah! 6?
That's it.
So, officially, today is the beginning of our 6th year doing the show. So we just wrapped up 5 full years last week. Thank you. Congratulations to us.
Yeah. And
some of you are listening to this for the first time.
So this is what we call...
Hopefully not the last.
Hopefully not the last.
Yeah. This is our first... show of the season, which would be episode 261.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, what are we drinking?
Well, right here on YouTube, Mike and Crazy Dave will be drinking the Firestone Walker Easy Jack.
Easy Jack.
And for the rest of the show, we have a full show that'll be available out this weekend, and most likely. And, we will be trying some other beers on the full show, which you'll have to go check it out by going to beercoasterspodcast.com.
We're still in mayhem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's we're still in the month of mayhem, so it's wild card beers every week. No particular theme, although last week we were doing nothing but goose beers.
Yes.
You should go but check that out.
And speaking of mayhem, they got the bear fighting the lion.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, whatever the hell that is. So, yeah, there's some mayhem going on the beer label this week.
Rampart Lion, no?
So, Mike, what other beer will you be trying later on in the show?
Well, the whole reason for this mayhem kind of stemmed from trying to clear out our beer fridge. And this one is an oldie but goodie, I hope. This is Victory's Moonglow Bavarian Weizenbock. This is a fall beer from... probably a couple of falls ago.
You know, for me...
What about you, Dave?
Well, I happened to stumble across a little wonderful finding. For those of you that know, Pliny the Elder is not the easiest beer to come along, you know, and if a store gets it, it's usually like a case of it, and that's it, and they only let you buy one or two bottles. And the place where I go and get beer is a Holiday Wine Cellar, and it usually is there on Fridays, but I went in there yesterday to get some beer, and it happened to be there. So I grabbed a couple of bottles of that. So
should be an interesting show, and I will be trying the Ruby Mountain Bristlecone Brown Porter, and Ruby Mountain is a brand new brewery to the show. So I'll talk more about that in my tasting flight later on. But all for right. now,
this bus
let's
is
check
open.
Out this Easy Jack.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
This is their Easy Jack Summer Session IPA. It comes in at 4.5% ABV.
Wow, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's a session beer. IBUs are 45 to 50. There's a lot of
fours with this beer. Like you said, it's 4.5% alcohol. My beer has a date on it of 4/14/14/14/45.
Whoa. And the color is 4-5 SRM.
Oh, so more fours and fives.
And we're in the fourth week of mayhem.
It's all coming together. Oh, and it's best stored at 44 degrees or below.
I wonder how many pints we're going to rate this beer.
The malts used are American Pale, Munich, Malted Wheat, English Caramel 35. That's weird. Carapils, and rolled like, oats.
That's weird.
The what? Hops are Bavarian Mandarina, Hollertower Melon, blend of New Zealand and American Mosaic.
Ooh, the, Mosaic. I've this been is, a fan of that lately, so.
Oh, yeah?
This is really light in color. It looks like a fizzy yellow beer.
Yeah, very light.
Yeah.
Now I couldn't know I couldn't why they threw the caramel in there. Maybe try to get some color in this thing. I don't
put
know.
Something in it. Yeah, a little bit of color.
I couldn't but, find man. It here in Vegas. They apparently sold out all over town probably a week or two ago. They sold out. So.
Ooh.
This has a lot on the nose.
Nice hoppy aroma.
It's hoppy. It's fruity.
Fruity.
It's way fruity sweet.
Yeah, it's got that tropical kind of hoppy.
Mm, yeah, aroma. It smells delicious. Like pineapple mango. Mango.
It smells like a mango.
It smells like a mango, man.
It smells like a mango.
Like when you put the 4 mangoes in the juicer.
Crackery graininess beyond the hops, which is kind of tough to get.
I can't get that. Oh,
my head is gone. Well, my head's gone now, so.
I'm going to bust into this. Cheers.
Yeah. Let's take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, wow. It's quite a bitter beer. It's real light, though. Real light. It cleans up
it's
quick. Kind of
Christmas. It's
real, really like carbon, kind of a carbonated, you know, palate cleaning. It's like they roll over you with a bunch of hops, like a hop roller, like like those car wash thing, and then it goes away, and you're just left with a you know nice clean palate.
It's like a hop lover's light beer.
The good thing about it though is that it's not just a bunch of hop water. You know, you can taste a little bit of the malts in there.
Yeah, it's a very light kind of like I was saying that kind of crackery maltiness. It's a summer IPA for sure.
Yep.
I kind of wish I got a whole six-pack of this one, and I didn't. I only got the one bottle, so I got a bunch of other stuff. Huh, what would I pair with? You could pair all kinds of stuff with this.
I just see barbecue food with this. You know, it's like brats, chicken, hot dogs, burgers.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great picnic barbecue beer.
Yes, I could go for some...
tailgating beer.
Some wings. Hot dog. Yeah, hot dog would be good, too. It would be a good beer on a hot dog. Or even one of the... What are they called? The beef hot links?
Yeah, totally.
Something like that. Yeah, this is... It's got some nice flavor, but very light and crisp. It's not heavy. It's not too creamy. There's plenty of carbonation in there. Kind of lightens everything up as well. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby.
Yeah, it's not overly hoppy either.
It is kind of hop forward, but then everything kind of like mellows out and then gets crisp and dry.
The Untappd users give this a 3.79 out of 6,299 ratings. The top three places to drink this is the 2014 American Beer Classic, I believe, in Chicago, Illinois. It was a beer festival that happened recently. And the Common Table in Dallas, Texas, which I believe Beer Coaster Chris has been to, I think. And the second annual NorCal Session
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest in Oakland, California. There you go. I didn't know that it had a freaking Session Beer Fest.
Well, I guess when you start to have too many, you know, high gravity beer fests, everyone just gets all up and so like, well, wait a minute, we probably shouldn't do that too often. You get banned and you get shut down and, you know.
So after yesterday's high gravity beer fest, today we're going to have a Session Beer Fest. Right? Now?
Yep.
Yeah. And just real quick, Beer Advocate users rate this an 87, which is very good.
Thank you, Mike. Well, there you go, everybody. That is the Firestone Walker Easy Jack Session IPA.
And it's easy. It's easy drinking.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery. Your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
We are talking about the Craft Beer Dream Team.
Slop it on my knob.
As chosen by Firestone Walker Brewing Company's own brewmaster, Matt Brynaldson. So where this comes from is Craft Beer and Brewing. So it's beerandbrewing.com. And I guess every once in a while they do these craft beer dream teams where they talk to a brewer and see what their six-pack dream team of beers would be. And this time it's Matt Brynaldson, and we thought, hey, cool, check it out. We're doing Easy Jack for our fermentation conversation, so why not talk about Matt Brynaldson? And so anyway, here are his... He actually had a 12-pack of beers, but they cut it down to six. So here is half of his 12-pack dream team. Mike, take the first two.
The first two are Orval Trappist Ale. And the second one is Bell's Porter from Bell's Brewery, Incorporated, out of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It looks like he's also got Temptation for Russian River. And Plank Bavarian Hefeweizen from Privat Brewery Michael Plank in Labor. I'm not going to try to pronounce German Nords, Germany.
German Nords. German Nords.
And to finish off the six-pack, he has the Tipo Pills from Birrificio Italiano from Durago.
Italian Durago, craft beer.
Marinone, Italy.
Huh.
What's he say? Oh. Well, they have the people pills.
Not...
And so they were, I guess maybe this one is, it's like inspired his people pills? I don't know.
Hmm.
And then he has the Zombie Dust from Three Floyds Brewing.
Oh, that's like one of the most epic beers in the country, right?
One of those. I mean, Three Floyds is pretty sought after brewery.
Oh, pizza.
And there you go. That's
I think Dave
Matt
just
Brunson's...
got a pizza delivered or something. He just went to the front door.
That's Matt Brynaldson from Firestone Walker. That's his Dream Team six-pack. And I guess the next time they're going to do one of these, or in the summer issue of Craft Beer and Brewing, they had Stephen Powell's from Boulevard Brewing in his six-pack. So there you go.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here and ask what your Dream Team six-pack is. But I think maybe we should try to do that sometime.
Yeah.
Put together kind of our dream team six pack. And then,
yeah, that's a good idea.
I think for me, it'd be more beers that I haven't tried yet that I've been looking forward to trying,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to having a solid six that I, you know, like go to beers. But that's just me.
Good idea, Mike.
Cool, man.
Let's do it sometime.
Right. Dream team coming up.
There you go. And for other
we
stories...
We are the Dream Team. We're the Beer Podcast Dream Team right here.
So if you go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, you'll see this story and some of our other picks for interesting stories. We'd like you to comment. Tell us what you think.
Please do.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
This is Beer Coaster Mike. It's time
Mike
for my tasting flight. So my tasting flight was not in my fridge. So,
boom.
I have a new tasting flight that I gathered up here. Grabbed it last minute. This is Yazzie.
It's mayhem, dude.
Yes,
it's mayhem.
This is what happens sometimes.
Anything can happen. Damn, I might change my beer up then.
This is Yazoo Brewing Company's Dos Perros. Probably saying it wrong. It's like two dogs, right?
Yeah, Dos Perros.
Dos Perros.
Dos Perros. Perros. Perros?
Perros.
So the this is from Yazoo Brewing Company out of Nashville, Tennessee. They've been brewing since 2003. I've done a couple of beers on from them. I've done the Hefeweizen and the Beer Name Sue.
Oh, from our
How do you do?
How do you do? Now you're gonna die. So the ABV on this beer is 4.9. This is a brown ale. The IBUs are a whopping 16. Look out, folks.
Wow.
I'm gonna crack it and tell you. This is kind of interesting. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show before, but they say many Mexican beer styles today are descendants of old Austrian styles. And it's when Austria ruled Mexico back in the late 19th century. I know this is totally...
So why are there so many... lagers from...
Well, that's the thing, is you if you look at the description of a lot of Mexican beers, they'll say Vienna Lager on them.
Yeah.
I just noticed that recently. I was drinking a Mexican beer, and when I was checking it in on Untappd, it came up as a Vienna Lager, and I was like, "Oh, yeah. That's."
But Mike's awesome. But Mike's drinking a brown.
Yeah, this is a brown. This one it's made with German Munich malts, English pale malts, chocolate malts, and then hopped with Pearl and Saaz. Which, why would they bother telling you about this descendants of Austrian styles, and then go ahead and talk about all these other things that aren't Austrian.
Weird.
This says to lighten the body, and then they talk about Mexican brewers again. I don't get it. To lighten the body, as many Mexican brewers
do. Because it's Dos Perros.
Yeah. Okay. So they're justifying the history because of the name that they put on. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, so they say they lighten the body. As many Mexican brewers do, they add small portions of flaked maize. There's corn in this beer. The result is a wonderfully... Now, I'm not going to read all the marketing speak. I'm going to look at this.
On.
It's got kind of amber color towards a brown, but not quite brown enough to be brown. Man, there's some particulates floating around. It ain't carbonation. There's some floaties.
Really? Now that's what you get for having a Mexican beer.
It's all kinds of particles. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be drinking.
All
I don't
those
know
floaties.
Kind of water they used.
Probably the municipal water, dude.
Municipal water. So, all
right. How old is this one? This one isn't that old, right?
No, it's not that old. I mean, I'm not sure how many months ago. I had my parents went to Nashville, Tennessee. They brought me back a couple beers when they went.
Now, what could a Tennessean know about Mexican beer?
I gotta take a sip. Nope, I can't because I gotta talk about how it smells, right? Man, you'd think I'd know how to do this. We're in our sixth season, 261 shows, and I can't even get the sequence right. This is insane.
And I think Mike has been, like, the highest attendance record of all those shows.
Yeah, I think Mike only missed...
Nothing to show for it.
Mike only missed one show, and we called it Mike Calls In Sick.
It's got a very brown, bready, caramel, malty, nutty, brown ale kind of smells. Yeah, it's got that musty kind of malty, a little bit of nuttiness, lots of that caramel malt, maybe even almost like a very, very light milk chocolate type smell.
Huh.
Very light.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ooh. It is sweeter than I expected it to be. It has kind of a sweet caramel maltiness. It's got that like English ale-y type sweet malt character to it. I mean, that caramel toffee. It's got that...
browniness to it?
There's something about it. Like, this is something that I would get
brownies?
In like an English pub.
Browniness.
You know? I'm not getting that German, or the Austrian Vienna Lager style to this at all. It's really drinkable, but it's got it's funny. It doesn't taste like an American beer. I wouldn't guess if I had this. It's something that you would get on tap at an English pub, you know.
Yeah. What do you pair with it?
I want a shepherd's pie with this, just because it's kind of taking me back to like sitting at a pub and having that kind of food, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's what I want, shepherd's pie. And Toby's got me, you know, thinking about potatoes. Whether he said that now or in the future, I don't know, but I'm thinking potatoes.
Have you ever had a potato taco? You know you're Mexican if... Somebody made you a potato taco.
I've not had a potato taco. I think I maybe had a taco with potatoes in it before.
I'm not talking like a California burrito where they just put like some french fries or potato chunks in a carne asada burrito, but like my grandma like one time made me, she made me a potato taco one time and then a bean taco. I'm like, grandma, really? You didn't have no, you couldn't come up with like some ground beef or something to put in it? Like, you know, beans or potatoes. Like one time it was a potato. I'm like, really, potato? She's like, well, yeah, it's really good. You mean, you should try one. I'm like, grandma, no chicken, no beef, no... I mean, damn. Put a cheese or something.
Nope, just potatoes.
Potatoes. No, we got beans. Sabes que se puede poner los papas, sí.
So, yeah, I want... I definitely want shepherd's pie with this. Doesn't remind me of I mean, I'm sorry. It does remind me of just sitting in an English pub and having something like this. It's like... I want to say one of the Fullers, but I don't want to say the wrong one, but it has a Fuller type
feel to it.
Feel to it, yeah. It's got the essence of Fullers.
The essence of Fullers.
Yeah. I'm sure they can use that in their next ad campaign. It's a 3.46 out of 5,346 ratings. The top three places to drink this beer is, of course, Yazoo Brewing Company in Nashville, Tennessee. The Rose Pepper Cantina in Nashville, Tennessee. As you can see, these guys don't distribute that far.
Cantina.
And the Rippy's Bar and Grill in, you guessed it, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, looks like they get a little outside of Nashville here at the Tennessee...
What, to Kentucky?
Nope, it's the Tennessee Brewery Untapped. And that is in Memphis, Tennessee. So, there you have it, folks. One more thing. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 82, which is good. So, yeah, it was kind of a last-minute pick, clearing out the beer fridge. Didn't have what I thought I was going to do, but hope you enjoyed it. I'm actually enjoying sipping on this, and I'll give a little more detailed review and last call.
All right.
We'll be back right after this.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Well, listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
Live.
What's up, everybody? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. It's Month of Mayhem. I was going to drink something, but then I decided to change my mind and I found this. So I grabbed it because it's there's only 12 of them that show up at the store every week. So I was one of the few people that happened to be there the day it showed up, and it didn't show up on a normal day. I'm drinking Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing Company. These folks are out of Santa Rosa, California. And their website
If Crazy Dave doesn't like this beer, he's probably going to get cast out into the depths of hell by all the craft beer community.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they already hate me already because this really isn't up my style of beers. But the website's www.RussianRiverBrewing.com. This is an 8% beer. It's their website say it's a high level of bitterness. But it is brewed with Amarillo, Centennial, CTZ, and Simcoe hops, and it is well balanced with malts, hops, and alcohol. Best enjoyed fresh. On this bottle, it says, respect your elder, keep cold, drink fresh, do not age. Pliny the Elder is a historical figure. Don't make the beer inside this bottle one. Not a barley wine. Do not age. Age your cheese, not your Pliny.
Not a barley wine.
Respect hops, consume fresh. Oh, damn, there's more. If you must sit on eggs.
He's making up for all the marketing speak I didn't use.
Not on Pliny. Do not save for a rainy day. Pliny is for savory, not for saving. Consume Pliny fresh or not at all. It does not improve with age. Hoppy beers are not meant to be aged. Keep away from heat. So, the temperatures have finally cooled off here in Southern California. We had a massive heat wave and everyone thought the whole city was burning down. And then the day after that, the heat went away, and then Pliny the Elder was delivered to Holiday Wine Cellar in Escondido, California, where I was lucky enough to find one and pick it up and snag it before everyone else showed up and took it off the shelf.
It's like Kismet.
Kismet. Yeah. So, anyhow, here I go. I'll bust this open.
Busting it open.
Yeah. All right.
You know that.
And I got me a glass. It's pouring out like a... Wow, it's got a lot of carbonation on it. Whoa, look at that head. It's a light color. It pours out like a medium, like a light gold tone. I got a good solid Yeti finger ahead on this thing.
As well you should, sir. As well you should.
The first Yeti finger of the season, by the way, folks.
Oh, damn.
Yeti. On the nose, it, I'm trying to dig through some of this, head, but it's piney on the nose.
Is it?
Smells like Pliny the pine tree. The lumber yard at the Home Depot.
Piney the Elder.
It smells a bit coniferous.
Who was is it? Me that said that, or was it Toby that said it?
I think Toby said coniferous one time.
I remember me talking about the coniferi.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, whoa. Oh, man. That's bitter. Well balanced my ass. It's got a slight funkiness to it too.
These are like hophead like top five you're diving into here, pal.
I don't tread
lightly.
It's got an alcohol warming to it. It's got a lot of alcohol heat to it.
What's the ABV?
8.
Oh, okay.
I remember having this at O'Brien's. And being surprised by it, you know, like, I don't know, as far as like I think it was probably one of the first few like dry hopped beers that I had. So it was kind of a new experience for me. Sorry, I don't mean to butt into your tasting flight.
No, go ahead. I mean, you know,
lots changed in 5 years, man.
Yeah, I haven't had a Pliny I don't know how long it's been. But I'm not going to go, like, stand in line to get, you know, I'm just not that.
I don't get why people stand in line to get this beer. I don't understand why they bum rush the stores to get it. Because, honestly, there's a lot of other, you know.
So what do you think? What's a top IPA in your opinion compared to this one?
Oh. I mean, I think Dogfish 90 Minute is a better,
that you would like something like Dogfish 90 and not like something. I mean, I know they're very different IPAs, but there's just something about that IPA
There needs to be a blind tasting. You need to get two or three double IPAs and have Pliny be one of them.
Pliny the tasting?
Yeah, and then see which one you like out of the three, and if Pliny, you know, ends up on your favorite, then okay, well then this is for real. But I mean, I know what you're saying, Dave, and Mike too. Like, I'm not gonna, there's plenty of double IPAs out there that are awesome that you don't need to stand in line for, or freaking,
you know,
get put on a waiting list.
We might be
or
a little
black out and get there before what else does.
A little spoiled too, like being able to try so many beers that we've had on the West Coast. In the double IPAs on the West Coast are, you know, probably predominant. It's a readily available style on the West Coast, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of we've got to try quite a few of them, so.
Yeah, I don't get the hype. I've had this beer before. It actually paired very well while watching a low-speed police chase in L.A.,
low-speed police chase.
My God, this low-speed chase goes great with my Pliny.
I'm like, oh, you know, it's enough to get me messed up to actually enjoy it, you know, watching the slow-speed chase. You know, and the guy was just going all around, like, the spike strips. Like, they'd throw the spike strips out. He'd just drive around them. Like, it's all casual. It's like, really, cops? How could you guys fail that epically in deploying these spike strips if this guy can just drive around them when he's doing 15 miles an hour? So, yeah, needless to say, I drank the Pliny the Elder. I got, you know, got a pretty good buzz, and I was just thoroughly entertained by the police chase. So, if it's good for something, it's definitely good for that.
What would you pair with it?
You know, I was...
Other than a slow-speed police chase.
I kind of want something leafy and vegetable-y, but I'm thinking, like, some sort of a sandwich with like romaine lettuce, maybe even spinach. Oh, I know what. Wait, time out.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me he's
kind of... Hashtag instant pairing?
No.
Instant pairing.
No, I don't have any food in the house. Nobody's here. Like, Don's gone.
He already ate all his sweet and salty
nuts. Sweet and salty M&Ms, and Don's mom ate all the M&Ms out of it, so it was mostly just nuts and no M&Ms. I was kind of bummed about that. I got like two M&Ms out of the whole bag. The rest was just...
Don's mom says. You want... I forget it. I'm going to make a really bad joke there, and I'm not going to do it.
What, something about leaving me nothing but nuts?
Yeah, something to that effect.
No, I... Oh, man, where was I going with that? Oh, I know where I was going with that. I think I would like... a deep dish spinach and artichoke pizza with this
nice
beer.
All right.
That sounds great.
Maybe some garlic. Maybe some garlic, too.
It's like almost 1 a.m., and I'm like hungry for food now. It's all your fault.
And then you eat a bunch, and you go to bed. Like
Once Toby started talking about potato skins, it's like that was it. You had me. Hook right there. Hook, line, and sinker.
All right, well, on Untappd, Pliny the Elder comes in at a 4.6.
Dang.
Out of 47,649 ratings. So that is probably one of the highest rated beers I've seen on Untappd.
Really?
4.6. That's almost perfect. That's almost a 5. Out of 47,000 ratings, too. It's insane.
Really?
Top three places to drink this on Untappd is Russian River Brewing Company in Santa Rosa, California, the Falling Rock Tap House in Denver, Colorado, and Tornado in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, I guess it does beat the... It does beat the 90-minute IPA from Dogfish at 4.1.
Yeah, see, there you go.
The Beer Advocate users rate this a 100, which is world class.
Oh, God, fuck those guys.
A 100.
Man. And I'll have to mention, just because, you know, just because it's Dave's tasting flight, that the Brothers Ahlstrom also weighed in on this beer and gave it 100, which is world class.
No wonder people are waiting in line to get the Pliny. And that's not even the younger. Pliny the younger is even more... is even more rare and
how many
clamored
ratings
for than...
was Untapped, Toby?
4.6.
Out of how many, though?
47,649.
Wow. See that? Beer Advocate only has 9,000 compared to their 40-something. That's crazy.
Yeah. Everybody loves this beer, Dave. Everybody loves it. And I can't even remember the last time I had it. It was probably with Mike at O'Brien's.
O'Brien's, yeah.
In 2004.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we're looking at top beers from Untapped, the rare Bourbon County brand Stout from Goose Island Beer Company, which Mike and I had at the Beer Bloggers Conference, which was really good.
Which one? I'm sorry. Say that again.
The Bourbon County brand Stout from Goose Island.
Okay.
The rare one? Did you say rare?
Yeah. That rated 4.79 out of 2,800 ratings. Heady Topper from The Alchemist, another double IPA.
That's like the East Coast Pliny, I think, right there.
Yeah,
Heady Topper. We got a chance to try that there, and that was, I think, a pretty damn good IPA.
Rated 0.01 higher than Pliny the Younger. Also, King Henry from Goose Island Beer and Double Barrel Hunapu from Cigar City, which we also had at the Beer Bloggers Conference. And there's also Kentucky Breakfast Stout up there, Trappist West Leverin 12, and Bourbon County Vanilla Brand Stout, and Canadian Breakfast. So,
cool.
some of these beers
that
we've...
West Leverin before, also at O'Brien's.
So,
thanks, Dave.
Listening to the last call and see what my final rating is on this beer. Don't be shocked when I...
I think you're kind of giving a little bit too much away here.
Oh, I ain't giving nothing away.
That's what she said.
I give a lot away when it comes to girls. You know what I'm talking about, man.
Paul's Mergo.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? All right. This is Toby out west.
What's up, Toby out west?
For my Taste of Flight this week, season one premiere. Season one.
Season one.
Two guys with a beard. And
season six premiere. Season six, episode one. I am drinking a new brewery.
Yeah.
This is Ruby Mountain Brewing Company. They are out of, Clover Valley, Nevada.
Where?
Whoa. Clover Valley.
Where the hell is
Never
Clover?
Heard of it.
They are, they're in Nevada's high country. This is their Bristlecone Brown.
Wait, isn't that Pahrump?
No. So,
isn't that North Las Vegas?
No. Pahrump is west.
What's it? No, I'm talking about like the high country part of Las Vegas, like where everyone's all high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of high country. No, this is East Nevada. I was up there recently. I went to Great Basin. We went for a little day trip. And we stopped in the town of Baker, Nevada, and I ran into the
To be confused with Baker, California.
Right. I ran into the Electrolux Cafe, so shout out to Electrolux Cafe there in Baker, Nevada, just to get some coffee, but I noticed they had a cooler with some bottles of beer in it. They had a pretty decent selection for in the middle of nowhere. And they had this Ruby Mountain, and I'd never heard of them, and they're from Nevada, and I thought, sweet, dude, I'm going to support local. Some Nevada breweries, and I'm going to get their Bristlecone Brown Porter, so here we go.
And we all know Toby will drink just about any beer you put in front of them, so.
Their website is rubymountainbrewing.com. This porter is brewed with 5 different types of malt, and it has a low hopping rate to help accentuate the roasty, chocolatey malt character. Mm. It did win a silver medal at the North American Brewers Association Excellence in Brewing Beer Awards in Idaho Falls, Idaho, June 2000.
Way back machine.
All right, so I'm going to crack it and put it in the glass.
Going to crack it. Going to crack it.
So we're gonna crack the Ruby Mountain. Bristlecone Brown Porter.
Here we go.
Beer at my foot and I wanna crack it.
It's very dark. it's very dark brown. There are some ruby highlights happening. I've got about a quarter finger of head, so not much head going on. Oh, I didn't give the ABV. ABV is... doesn't say.
You don't say.
Yeah, there's no ABV listed on the bottle. There's nothing listed on their website. So.
You didn't say.
On the nose, ooh, lots of nutty, chocolatey. Smells like a pretty solid porter. There's even some earthiness in there. Yeah, just lots of kind of big, nutty, like roasted nuts and chocolate. It's interesting that it's called Bristlecone Brown Porter, but.
So it's not. Is it a brown or is it a porter?
Yeah, I mean, is there a bristlecone brown tree?
That's the mystery.
Maybe it's a brown bristlecone.
Yeah. Okay. So, ooh, there's even a...
Brett had some other kind of cone, right? Way back. Speaking of first episodes, didn't you have the cinder cone?
Oh wow!
Cinder cone.
That
red?
Was episode one. That was my very first beer review. Was that your beer review? Cinder cone. Cinder cone red, that's long gone.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't drink a stone beer for your first beer review?
Chris might have.
Chris probably did.
Okay, let's review Arrogant Bastard.
There's even a little hint of a floral something there. I'm taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Uinta makes a bristlecone brown ale as well. Just gonna check this for you guys.
This is very nutty. It's like a, and there's even some coffee in there, but it's interesting because it's like, it has a lot of the characteristics that you would get out of a brown with that nuttiness and a little bit of a toffee, something in there. But then, at the end of the sip and the aftertaste, I get a lot of what you would get out of a porter. So I get coffee, chocolate, still get a little bit of that dry roasted nuttiness. It's actually very, very nice. It has a nice mouthfeel. It's a little cold right now, so I think as it warms up, it'll change a little bit. But
for the record, for in our premiere show, we all had a stone. We had the stone Arrogant Bastard.
Oh, see, I knew it. I knew it.
Conversation.
I knew it. Right. I should have pulled out a stone beer just because it was like, you know, the season premiere.
There you go. What are you thinking of pairing with this?
I'm thinking something with potatoes. Like, I'm thinking maybe a big old baked potato with sour cream and chives and bacon.
Some skins.
And, yeah, ooh, potato skins. Skins. Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be pretty good. So like maybe some sort of pub grub type thing, but specifically potatoes.
I still think the apricot ale from Pyramid is, like, the best thing to have potato skins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're wrong.
There goes Dave, not even drinking my beer, and he's saying I'm wrong.
No, I didn't say yours was wrong. I was just saying that. Well, I'm just saying, you know, the best pairing for potato skins.
Best pairing is, of course, one of Dave's pairings. Yeah, this
I mean, I'm not a certified Cicerone or anything, but
no,
no.
So, there you go, folks. That is the Bristlecone Brown Porter from Ruby Mountain Brewing Company out of Clover Valley, Nevada.
Ooh.
89835, in case you want to know the zip code. And they've got a goat on the zip code.
All right, the Untappd ratings come in at 3.58 out of a whopping 85 ratings. Top place to drink this, they don't have, but a popular location is Bucket of Blood Saloon in Virginia City.
Bucket of Blood?
Bucket of Blood Saloon.
And the beer advocate users rate this an 83, which is good.
I guess if you want to throw down or get a transfusion or something, man. Definitely the high country of Nevada.
It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week. It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week, yeah.
At BCFK says, anyway, instead of reading, I'm gonna drink some cheap beer and listen to bad music.
Last call, season 6.
Wow, won't be the last call of the season, but it's the first last call.
The last call.
So, pint ratings. Mike, what you got?
Oh, geez, already.
You know, 261 episodes, and you're always stunned when I throw it to you for a pint rating. You're always like,
what do we do? A Firestone Walker Easy Jack IPA. I like the hop aroma in this beer. I like that it's got that kind of dry hopped IPA-ness to it. It's really easy drinking, and it's like a hop lover's kind of easy drinking summer beer. I want to give it a 3.5. I think it's a little thinner than it should be with that kind of hop aroma and flavor. But I'm going to give it 3.5. I can't quite give it a 4 just because of all those 4s I know we were talking about earlier, but I just can't in good conscience give it that extra half point right now. But I like it. I mean, I drink it all day long. If it was on tap, I'd be drinking this stuff all day long. Mowing the lawn, I'd drink it all the time. You know? Nothing wrong with this beer, really. I mean, I could pick it apart. I think I did a little bit, but I'd drink it anytime. The other beer, my mystery tasting flight, it came last minute. The Yazoo Dos Perros Brown Ale. I like this one. Totally takes me back to just bellying up to an English pub and getting some good food and some good beer. I also want to give it a 3.5. It's really enjoyable. Just a really good, solid drinking beer. It doesn't quite go to brown ale for me. It doesn't. It's got some caramel malts in there, but it's more of a sweet maltiness that you don't get as much of in a brown ale. Like brown ale, I want that a little bit more, a little more caramel or toffee or chocolate, something, towards that. Anyway, I'm gonna give this one a 3.5 as well.
For the Easy Jack, the one thing I liked about it is that I've had a couple other session IPAs that are out there, and a lot of them just tend to be hop water, and it's just kind of like, that's really what they usually are. I mean, this at least had a little bit of maltiness to it, so I like that a little bit better.
Crackery maltiness. I forgot to mention that.
So at least that was good, and it was nice and light. It cleaned up pretty quick and well, and it was pretty drinkable. I pretty much went through the whole bottle, just through my little tasting, while we were doing that on the air on the YouTube video and stuff. So definitely sessionable. A little bit on the hoppy side for me, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a summer session IPA. So I think they did a decent job of it. I'm not saying it's going to be the best thing for me out there in the world, but you know, it's definitely pretty good. So I'll give it a 3.5.
Now the Pliny, I just don't see why people like get a hard on for this beer. I mean, it really isn't like the end all of end all.
Can you please refer to it as being Craftus Erectus, please, for listening audience, please, Craftus Erectus, not a hard on for this beer. Thank you.
I mean, it's good, but I don't think it's deserving of the fanfare that it receives. I mean, it's not that great.
I disagree.
It's got a dirty.
I disagree too.
You're crazy.
I don't get the novelty of it. I really don't. You know, I think there's other double IPAs that are, you know, that are out there that are, you know, I think better than this. You know, I definitely think the Dogfish Head is a much better, you know, double IPA. And
you know, okay, sorry to jump in here, but you know, there's these certain beers that come out and they have all this hype behind them. And I've had the 120 minute, and I know that though that one was,
well, that's really a specialty.
I know, but
like, that's like unfindable. You know, that's,
I know,
like,
and it's so super rare. It comes out once a year, super small batch. Not everybody gets it. It came to Vegas 1 year, and I got it, and I remember having it, and I was like, "Yeah, this is good."
I really all right, enjoyed next it. Beer. I forget what year it was, but there was one 120 minute that I really, really liked.
You know, I thought the Ruin 10 was better. The Enjoy By I thought was better.
No way! This guy is effing crazy!
Man,
get him off the show now!
Well, Dave, don't let all of the hype behind it and everybody else's, you know, Craftus Erectusness for it cloud your judgment of this one. I want you to...
Yeah, don't be a beer douche about it.
Yeah, put all of that out of your head and just focus on the beer and what you think of the beer and try and forget what everybody else thinks of the beer.
All right, there you go.
I'm going to give it a 3. I don't think it's all that great. I really don't.
I guess,
you know, it's got a pininess. It's hoppy a little, you know, but it's got a funkiness to it that it's got a funky dry bitterness to it that makes it taste like I'm chomping on some pine tree, you know, branches or something. And branches, not the needles, like the bark of the tree.
Getting some sap in between your teeth.
Yeah.
You're entitled to your opinion.
All right, and for my ratings, the Ruby Mountain, my rating, the Ruby Mountain Bristle Cone Brown Porter. You know, this is not a porter. I think that they should have just left it at Bristle Cone Brown. Because it's a great brown ale. I mean, it's got lots of great nuttiness. It's got the mouthfeel of a brown ale. It doesn't have quite the mouthfeel of a porter. In the aftertaste, and as it warmed up, I'd started to lose a lot of the coffee and chocolate flavor, so it was just left over with this nutty toffee. It was actually, it's very good. It's drinkable, nice flavors. Yeah, I mean, the ABV on it, if I was to guess, I would say it was probably like 5.5% or something like that. So it's you know, normal brown ale, pretty solid. But it's called a porter. And that's where it kind of they lose. I'm gonna go 3.5, despite what the label says. I think they should drop the porter and just leave it Bristle Cone Brown, and it would be a lot better. But you know, the beer itself, not bad, good, 3.5. There you go. And so let's go on to some shoutouts. First shoutouts are of the season. Mike, you got any shoutouts?
I'm having trouble with my Twitter right now, so no. Unfortunately, I don't have. Any shout outs this week? But I'll be back next week with double the shout outs.
Double the shout outs.
What about you, Dave?
I think you hit me up on a tap tonight. Beer Coaster Mike,
You want your blankie?
It's time for me to go night-night.
Now it looks like Gino Kenny.
Yeah.
First shout out of the year for me. He hit me up. Tonight he's also drinking a Jubal 2010 from Deschutes. So, yeah. What up, folks?
Yeah, he's drinking a Jubilee 2010. Wow. I'll give a shout out to Shane on Untapped, JJ, Christian. I think that's Christian from
JJ Walker.
This beer's dynamite. And let's see, craftbrewshop.com, Richie P, Eric D, and there you go. Shout outs to Craft Beer Hound. Thanks for my bottle cap collector. Finally got it put up and put all my old bottle caps in it.
Dang.
I had like two little boxes in the closet full of bottle caps that I've been saving from over the years. And there's probably some in there from Europe that I saved on my travels.
Dang.
15 years ago.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, so shout out craftbeerhound.com.
Nice.
Dave, you got a little bit in there. I can see him from here.
I got a few. I mean, it's getting there.
Peeking up.
Yeah.
And yes, I talked to the head of craftbeerhound.com, and they did approve of corks as long as they are beer corks. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for tuning in for our very first show of season 6. I hope season 6 will be a good one. And hopefully we can pick up some more listeners, and
we'll drink some more beer and talk about it.
We'll drink plenty more beer.
And this is still your show.
We're just drinking.
Cheers.
I'm drinking.
Cheers.
Season 6, bitches.
Ding, ding. See you next week for more mayhem. One more week of mayhem.
I don't know why you guys have me drinking beer when wine is obviously a more superior beverage.
Oh my god, you're fired! Get out of here!
So fired. Craftus Erectus. Not a hard-on for this beer. Thank you.